You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Weighs In podcast here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast Network. I'm Layla Mutin. I'm your host. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading these podcasts. And we appreciate your questions, topics of interest, even any comments or questions related to maybe you've heard contrarian things about what we discuss here, what I discuss, what Dr. Hoffman discusses, what we discuss on Q&A with Layla, for example. But the email is questions@dearhoffman.net. Questions@dearhoffman.net, including any experiences you may have had, by the way, following a protocol or anything, your experience with a particular medical nutrition therapy or other kind of experience. We appreciate it. I want to talk to you about five simple habits for a healthier future. Tell you what they are, and there's more than this. And then I want to talk to you about easy to give advice, right? If I do say so myself, it's easy to give advice, much harder to take it. And then I want to talk to you about scenarios that you can set up in your own life, in your own surroundings, to create an environment where it may make it easier to change your habits. Because again, the first thing here is the advice. You want to eat, move, thrive, right? You want to, first of all, almost 95% of adults over the age of 60 have at least one health condition, with almost 80% managing two or more health conditions. But if we start instilling some habits early, and it's never too late, by adopting smart dietary habits, staying active, you know, it can give us some long-term protection against ensuing health conditions as we get older. And by the way, just because we're getting older doesn't mean we're going to have a health condition thing dispelling as we find out more about aging. Here are some simple practices. Number one, you want to prioritize whole, nutrient-dense food. Every morsel of food that goes in your mouth should be nutrient-dense. So we're talking about eating whole, unprocessed foods. And this is one of the most powerful things you could do, and probably one of the most powerful habits that you can adopt for long-term health. Nutrient-dense foods like colorful vegetables, leafy greens, good quality animal protein, healthy fats. That is what gives us the important micronutrients, our vitamins, our minerals, our antioxidants. And we know there are many studies that show that when our diet is rich in these foods, it can help to reduce the risk of chronic disease by reducing inflammation. It can even help to improve our cognitive function. So the next time we're reaching for a snack, think about fueling our bodies with real whole foods that keep you energized and thriving. And I want to say, if you're eating the right way, you're not hungry for a snack. If you're eating the wrong way, for example, eating a lot of sugars and carbohydrates, it begets the craving for more carbohydrates, has you hungry sooner. If you're going to eat a bowl of cold cereal in the morning, well, you may be hungry an hour and a half later. So reaching for a snack. Hopefully it's not another sugar bomb like that cold cereal, that grainy cold cereal. That's a carbohydrate bomb. So really, if you're eating the right way and plenty of fat and protein, you would not be hungry for a snack. Habit number two, stay active with regular movement. Mean you're going to become an elite athlete. Moderate movement, walking, strength training, doing some yoga. You know, I'm a huge fan of that. All of this can do wonders for your health. And we know that exercise helps to boost brain function by helping with the production of BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic. Okay, I need to boost my brain function, obviously. And it enhances our mood by releasing endorphins. You know, that runner's high, that feel good that you get after vigorous exercise, especially vigorous exercise, but even gentle exercise can help you with that. And you know that staying active, it helps us to maintain our muscle mass and our bone density. This adds to our fountain of youth. It reduces our risk of injury. It helps us keep our balance, reducing our risk of falling.
Right.
So you want to find activities we enjoy. You want to make them part of the daily routine. And it's suggested that 75 to 150 minutes per week of vigorous exercise, or up to 300 minutes per week of moderate physical activity. All of this can have a huge impact on our long-term well-being. Number three, you want to prioritize quality sleep. And getting enough sleep, we know, is overlooked. But it's a cornerstone of good health. If you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to cause metabolic abnormalities because your cortisol is going to be higher, blood sugar is going to be higher, you're going to be less productive, you're going to adversely impact the hippocampus in your brain, which is responsible for encoding memory, the memory storage. We also need sleep to support our immune function. This keeps us from getting sleep. To improve your working memory, most adults need between 6 and 8 hours of sleep a night. And hey, I've always been 6 hours, pretty much. It's been about six for me, six and a half. And I'm done sleeping. So how do we get in the habit? You want to create relaxing bedtime routines. You want to limit your screen time before bed. You want to keep your sleep environment cool. You want to keep it comfortable. You want to know that after a certain hour of the day, you're not looking at your close-up electronic devices anymore. Your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your computer, all of that. Sit far away from the television set. Number four, you want to manage stress effectively because we know that stress takes a serious toll on both our physical and mental health. And that could lead to high blood pressure. It can weaken your immunity, and it can increase your anxiety and depression. And regular stress management can lower cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. This can improve mood. It can protect against burnout. So meditation, deep breathing, mindfulness, taking time for things that you love to do. Remember your hobbies. Creating some hobbies if you don't currently have any. Don't love to get lost in a good,
for example.
Doing the things that you love can help to reduce stress levels. Do you have a pet? Your pet, your dog, your cat, pet them. It's great for bonding and it helps to reduce your own stress. Stay hydrated. It helps with bodily temperature regulation. It keeps skin healthy and glowing. You want to make sure that you're amply hydrated. And again, this is all good advice, right? For, it's easy to hand out advice, harder to take it. Because human behavior tells us that we are more likely to choose the path of least resistance. And it's not because we're lazy, but because disruption in our lives is not desirable. You don't want to disrupt your life having to choose a healthier habit like exercise. You want to create an environment where it's not disruptive at all. So the path of least resistance requires only minimal effort on your part to achieve a task, an objective. So we want to think about how we can use or better create or better yet, create paths of least resistance within our own lifestyles. For example, are you using up precious time in the morning looking for clean exercise clothes or a misplaced sneaker on your way to the gym or even on the way downstairs or to your basement or to your living room? And then you find yourself scrambling around the kitchen to scare up a decent breakfast. Wouldn't it be easier? Wouldn't you like to streamline your routine by creating a plan that helps you experience calm, stress-free mornings? You can have everything in place. You can have your workout duds laid out the night before and place your sneakers right next to them so you can jump into your exercise clothes as soon as you get out of bed in the morning. If the gym is too far away, keep in mind, this could eventually become an excuse not to go at all. Join one that's closer, maybe to your workplace if that's more convenient. You can also do your workout at home using fitness DVDs or subscribing to fitness or exercise channels on TV. I am a case in point. I don't belong to a gym. I used to, but I know what to do. I do my exercise at home. In my home, that's where I do it if I'm not doing it outside, right? So, and then when you're done with your workout, make sure to have some breakfast options waiting for you in the fridge. Have some hard-boiled eggs at the ready. Have any leftover dinner from the night before that you can reheat quickly. Maybe you're going to have a can of sardines or low-mercury tuna with some of that leftover salad. Or some roasted nuts and seeds and a small piece of seasonal fruit. That way you don't have to cook in the morning. Or start an exploration of the containers in the back of your fridge or pantry. Plan all this out the day before, the night before. Doing this sets up a path of least resistance, of no obstacles, to help you change your habits, right? So creating these paths of least resistance can help you commit more fully to your healthy lifestyle. We all have the best intentions, right? When it comes to changing our habits, when it comes to good health practices, we all have the best intentions. And we try to avoid making excuses to skip exercise, think twice before getting a second or even a third helping of dinner, or a second glass of wine, and we try not to cruise the internet, social media, or watch TV into the wee hours of the morning. This adversely impacts our sleep. We think and we try, but we don't always do. We have the best of inventions, intentions in thinking about things and trying them and planning them, but we don't always do. So part of the struggle is how we have set up our environment to encourage our choices and actions. So take a closer look at your surroundings. This can offer important clues on how our environment encourages certain behaviors. Hey, if there's ice cream in the freezer and bread in the bread basket, we're going to eat that, aren't we? But if we get rid of those foods or not buy them anymore and have healthier whole foods around, we are more apt to choose to eat those. Right. Another example, how much food we serve ourselves. What is the size for your tableware? Certainly, it will be smaller than anything you get in a restaurant. So if your dinner plates resemble bistro platters or even chargers, rather than reasonably sized dishes, you're going to be encouraged to eat more. Believe it or not, your perception of hunger could be reduced by simply changing your tableware to smaller dish sizes. Our plates, our dinner plates were smaller in the 1950s and 60s, more like 9 to 10 inches, whereas now they are over and above and even 11, 12, 13 inches. That's what's happened. Now, by using the proper size, smaller dish, then you can enjoy that second helping because overall your portions are smaller. You see how that kind of works out in your favor? And you get to enjoy a second portion. But when we're eating on a charger or a bistro platter size dish, we're talking about, 12 inches in diameter, 13 inches. We're eating more food altogether. And especially when it comes to that, can help it. Another thing to change, is there a TV in your bedroom? That can fuel the habit of watching late night TV shows and news programs. Don't keep your smartphone or your tablet on the night table. None of these things should be in the bedroom. All the blue light from those screens will adversely impact your sleep because you're not going to produce enough melatonin. So you need to banish all of this from the bedroom. To let yourself decompress and sleep in total darkness. Your immune system and your waistline will thank you. Coming back to exercise, if you are exercising at home, but your place is small, designate an area for exercise. Whether you're setting up a whole body gym or just enough room for your yoga mat, your exercise mat, if you're in a small apartment, hey, we know what city living is like, what urban living is. Designate an area where it's easy to push that side chair, where it's easy to push over that love seat that you have on casters that you could move over easily and then replace when you're done with your exercise. Here's another thing. You just can't resist the aromas wafting out of that bakery or pizzeria on your way to running your errands, on your way to work, on your way back from the gym. Take a different. It's hard not to walk in to the place where the food you crave is waiting for you. Take a different route. Make it less hard to avoid that temptation. Avoiding the cues that lure you is a good strategy for staying on the straight and narrow. We have to set it up so we make anything we can make easier for ourselves. Do that. Changing your environment to reflect your best intentions are going to go a long way to making them actionable. This is ultimately what you wanted. Very easy to give out advice. Much, much harder to change the advice. So take an inventory of your surroundings. Start with your plateware. Maybe you want to swap it out with a smaller plateware. Maybe you want to think about the dishes you're eating off of. You know, there are strategies to do all of these things. Make sure the food in your pantry is food that you want and should be eating, rather than temptation. Setting up your time for working out is key. All of this is actionable. Control the controllables. You've got this. You get to do this. Stop saying, oh, I have to do this. Say, I get to do this. Appreciate it. This is within your control. And you can make things easier on yourself when you set up your environment to help you, to lure you to change your behavior so that you're eating the right way, you're sleeping well, moving off that to help you stay well. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Ways. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.